USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
August retail sales are beating expectations. Sales were up 0.7% over July and 15.1% higher than figures for August of last year. Reaction continuing to come in to Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, as he's taking heat over a conversation he allegedly had with the leader of the Chinese military back during the Trump administration, assuring China that the former president would not bomb them during his final weeks in office. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan criticizes Milley on Fox Business.
If this reporting is accurate, that General Milley went around the commander-in-chief when it was President Trump, and actually, if he actually told the Chinese, hey, if we're going to do something, we're going to give you a heads up, that is so unconstitutional, so wrong.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
We're hearing just how many illegal immigrant encounters there were at the border in August.
Border Patrol agents on the southern border encountered more than 208,000 illegal migrants in the month of August, a slight drop from a 21-year high in July. But it was still the second straight month that more than 200,000 migrants were stopped by agents. Many were quickly returned to Mexico under Trump-era rules implemented to control the spread of COVID, but unaccompanied minors are not being turned away. Nearly 19,000 were taken into custody last month. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Aboard a flight returning from his Slovakian trip Wednesday, Pope Francis urged bishops and priests to be pastoral rather than political when dealing with pro-abortion politicians who present themselves for Holy Communion. The Pope adding that the Catholic Church must remain firmly opposed to abortion because it ends a human life that deserves respect. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you think the COVID vaccine alone will protect you from the coronavirus, think again. As the deadly disease breaks through to people who are vaccinated, it's critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies versus the non-contact devices that have no supporting studies and produce a false sense of security. Vaccines are not enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Despite the lack of support from some American military, extraction flights are continuing out of Afghanistan. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens explains.
After admitting they were not able to get everyone out of Afghanistan, private groups stepped in to save as many as possible from the Islamic extremists. State Department spokesman Ned Price now claims many of the religious, veteran groups, and wealthy Americans are coordinating their efforts with the State Department.
When it comes to the various groups, and certainly veterans groups have played an important and welcome role in this, but other advocacy groups, humanitarian groups, lawmakers, NGOs have come to the support of the people of Afghanistan, and that is certainly something that this department is playing a leading role in coordinating.
Lawmakers in Florida are discussing vaccine mandates as Governor Ron DeSantis threatens to impose fines on cities and counties that impose them on employees. Municipal law consultant Claudia McKenna says state law allows public employees to mandate testing.
I think the conversation should always be focused on COVID-19 screening protocols, and then build into it whatever it is that you want to do as it relates to vaccines.
The idea is to allow workers to show proof of vaccination as a way to get out of weekly COVID testing. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.